destruction and death in Louisiana. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
We got hunkered down here. It was gone. The roof was gone.
She's in Keithville, where there's a lot of tornado damage and three deaths, including an eight-year-old boy and his mom, whose house was obliterated.
The boy found outside of his home in a debris field. The mother found at 2:30 a.m. a block away from their home. Unfortunately, just 2 weeks before Christmas, this family going through a lot, as is this community. The Cato Parish Sheriff with the roadblock here, not allowing people into the neighborhood that was destroyed.
Fox Weather's Robert Ray. There's also tornado damage and injuries in other areas of Louisiana and Oklahoma and Texas. Two police officers are dead in Bay St. Louis, Mississippi.
This morning, officers responded to a call here at the Motel 6. When they got here, they encountered a woman. She shot and killed one police officer on the scene. She injured the other police officer. He was taken to the hospital.
Janae Jordan with WXXV 25 TV. She says that officer later died. The armed woman's also dead. She shot and killed herself. A state trooper was killed in Alaska in a much more unusual way, attacked near his home by a muskox. President Biden has declared this a day of remembrance, exactly 10 years after the massacre in Newtown, Connecticut.
The 20 first graders gunned down in classrooms 10 years ago at Sandy Hook Elementary School should be 11th graders now, planning for all the possibilities ahead, President Biden says in a proclamation marking the anniversary of the shooting. Six educators were also killed who President Biden says should be preparing lessons for a new group of students.
Fox's Jared Halpern. Soccer's World Cup resumes today. France versus Morocco. The winner will play Argentina in the final in Qatar, where a security guard has died from injuries he suffered in a fall at the stadium Saturday. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Stocks are rising a third straight day. The Dow is gaining 139 points. The S&P 500 is also higher by about 10, and the NASDAQ is having gains this morning as well. All that could change later if the market reacts to the Federal Reserve, expected to implement a 0.5% interest rate hike.
That would signal a slight shift from Jerome Powell and the Federal Reserve, moderating the pace of interest rate hikes. So far this year, in each of the first four meetings from June, the Fed hiked rates by 75 basis points. This is the fastest pace of increases since the 1980s. Of course, it makes borrowing more expensive, whether that's for mortgages, credit cards, car loans. The goal is to bring down inflation, and that has happened, as we saw in the latest CPI data. But prices remain stubbornly high, especially for food.
Fox Business Network's Grady Trimble referencing yesterday's consumer price report showing a 7.1% rise in annual inflation. That, though, has fallen 5 months in a row. The price of oil is up more than a dollar. It's almost 77 bucks a barrel, while gas drops another 3 cents. AAA's national average for regular at $3.21 a gallon, unlike food, is cheaper than last year, now by 11 cents.
Things are looking better. Refineries have raised production, and that's what's helping to lower both gasoline and diesel prices ahead of the holiday.
Gas Buddy analyst Patrick DeHaan on Fox Business. The time of year also helping push prices down because with bad weather and shorter days, people tend to drive less. Prices have already fallen below $3 a gallon in 15 states, and AAA predicts many states may even see the average price drop well below that. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
We mentioned the World Cup earlier. We're learning more about famed soccer journalist Grant Wall, who died the other day in Qatar. His wife tells CBS This Morning an autopsy confirms he suffered a burst blood vessel. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.